Christmas Day in Limerick is blue. Yet the sky is blue. There isn't a single cloud. There isn't a single leaf on a tree. And I'm heading for my brother-in-law's house. In the back of this car is the dog, Louis. And I'm all by myself because I've got a schedule today that says go to the brother-in-law's, have a nice short time there, then go to the grave of my father-in-law to pay respects, to lay a wreath. This is all, not just me, by the way. This is quite a few people. And then back to my mother-in-law's house and crack on with getting the turkey into the oven and then go to my brother's house. Hope I'm not leaving somebody out. Spend time in my brother's house, return and do more cooking. I'm just going to call it that. I am the turkey man today. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm driving carefully through town. I see some people on these electric scooters. Very few people walking around. There's a lady with a dog there, with a Lakeland Terrier or something like that. Through the orange light and onward. Yes, I'm going in the out the Dublin Road from the centre of Limerick City. Limerick City, I don't know, how many people in Limerick City these days? 65,000? Top whack, I think. Used to be about 50,000. I'm only guessing that we might have 65,000. This is where I grew up. And everything's going pretty well so far this morning. Everything's going pretty well. Did get some sleep in. Oh, petrol station shut. Yep, that's interesting. Imagine if I needed petrol. My goodness, that would be a disappointment. Hang on, this car is beeping me. I'm in a 50 mile an hour speed limit and I was doing 53 and it started to bong. So, eating at 5:30, easiest way to figure out what's happening. The child in the house had an extraordinary surprise from Santa. He got a bicycle. Yes, one of these bicycles that you use to cycle up mountains and come down along riverbeds. What are they called? Anyway, they're for rough riding. That's what he got. But he also got a Manchester United shirt. And he got a couple of pieces of Lego. I'm not sure how many of these were from Santa and how many of these were from his grandmother. And how many of them were from, I don't know, his aunt? Would that be right? Yes. So here we go. Chris Kingle is where gifts have to be put under the Christmas tree. Nobody knows who's getting them at all. Nobody was able to ask what they'd like from Chris Kingle. And I still haven't wrapped Stephen's Chris Kingle. There are two Stephens in the gathering this Christmas. One in each house, and one has name spelled with a PH and the other has name spelled with a V. So there we are. I better pay more attention now to where I'm going. I'm quite sure that I'm going in the right direction. The sun is on my right-hand side. So that'll tell you that if the sun is on my right-hand side, that means that I'm heading east. And I'm passing the remains of a castle that has ivy growing up the side of it. And it's never changed since I was a child. That still was the remains of a castle. Somebody's built a house in the garden or on the underside of it. Now, where am I going to? I think we're going to run out of spaces here now. Let me see. Good old Google Maps telling me where I have to go. I have to go down here to a roundabout and turn right. Turn right in 900 meters. Okay. Looks like as if I could have turned right back there, but never mind. I'll get there. Kilmurry Road. Oh, I'm driving past the Hurlers. That is a famous pub. Doesn't look like as if it has a pub sign outside it anymore. And it's right next to a filling station. Inver filling station. 171.9. Euros per liter. Oh, it's all go. I have to say, it's all go. Carry on straight around the roundabout. Past the Odeon Cinema, past the supermarket back there, and in 600 meters I take a left turn. I don't think I'd ever have known where this, how to get to my brother-in-law's house. I'll be there in 2 minutes, apparently. Ah, I see traffic lights. Yeah, the sun is right in my eyes. I'm blinded. Blinded by the light. Blinded by the light. Well, who sang that song? Who sang that song? Right. Drive on. 200 more meters. And then take a right turn. Well, this is terribly boring. I'll have to reduce the gaps between the words. Now, Paul, where are you going? Keep going. Straight on here. I would never be able to find my brother-in-law's house if it wasn't for this thing. Now, Louis, just take it easy. We'll be there soon. Very soon. To turn right here. Oh yeah, I'm very near here. Very near here. I think it's actually telling me I am here, but I'm not. I have to go to this corner, hang a left, and hopefully see people's cars in the doorway. Yeah, that looks like it. Looks like it. I see somebody with a very young child. And the very young child is being helped along the tricycle. Now, when I go into this house, I'm not going to record what's going on. I do keep wishing I had a treasure chest or something into which I could drop recordings which would be able to be listened to in 50 years' time. Okay, I'm stopping there. Let's see what happens. Back to the studio.